Welcome to the Food Matters Live podcast, where we showcase the innovations, the big ideas, and the visionaries in the food industry. We dig deep, we look to the future and the past, and we question everything that we think we know about food. I'm Stefan Gates. I'm a food science writer, TV presenter, and gastronaut. This episode is part of a short series shining a light on some of the startups who are shaping the future of the food industry. 2023 looks set to be another challenging year, and rising to those challenges is going to require innovation and new thinking about how the global food industry feeds a growing population. With that in mind, I'm delighted to introduce the insect protein company Divax.
Hello, my name is Kęstutis Lipniskas, and I'm co-founder and CEO of the company Divax. Divax acts in the alternative protein space, and company develops high-quality insect-derived ingredients for the food industry that are sustainably produced and excel in nutritional and functional qualities. There's a few aspects for differentiation. First is strong partnerships that include science, technology, business model, business partners, platforms, and society interaction. The second point is our R&D driven business model, that we have two centers of our R&D in bioconversion part and in processing. That enables us to produce high value products and tailor-made solutions for the food industry. Another aspect, what differs in alt protein space to conventional proteins, that insect industry itself can offer high quality protein with low impact on environment because of insects' ability to upcycle low value agri-food industries byproducts that require much less resources and generates waste that could be used in the agri sector. That's, like I said, is built-in circularity in itself. Since the beginning, the idea started 2019 and the company established 2020. And of course, the most and important asset is team and people. Because we have brilliant team that are really blessed about their professionals who are willing to bring the company to the next level. Then the next is partners. The partnerships, like I mentioned before, leading technology providers in their area, leading partners in construction, R&D specialists in-house and external consultants, legal and fundraising partners who are really leaders in their fields. And like one of the samples, like we joined for our novel food dossier with the Protex, Dutch leading insect producer. The next point is capital, that we managed to raise $3 million by mid of this summer, and we are now out for the Series A funding. Then we established this year our own pilot when we can validate our business model assumptions. And already we have our project in the design phase, selected the land plot, favorable location. There are other aspects also, the very active work with our go-to-market strategy that we started already more than a year ago. We are actively participating in major exhibitions around the world and meeting our future customers and listening to their needs, providing them samples and adjusting our technological lines accordingly. Yeah, the major challenges I would name for the whole insect sector, insect industry sector, are consumer acceptance. Okay, it starts from awareness, but consumer acceptance of alternative proteins in general and insect proteins, namely. Another aspect is regulatory aspects that still it's treated as a novel food in Europe, and we need to go and prove that it's safe for human consumption. So it means that a lot of regulatory things needs to be addressed. So for that reasons to overcome, so definitely a lot of efforts are put to the building awareness around to bring the benefits of the insect proteins and of course sustainability aspects. That's to the consumers, and definitely this increases acceptance. And Next thing to be mentioned that from very beginning of our company, from establishment of our company, we joined one of the leading platforms of insect sector in Europe is IPF, International Platform for Insects for Food and Feed, that are really doing a lot of steps in the regulatory field and also creating together awareness and building the methods really how to bring the safety and calmness to users. Definitely, the other challenges there are, of course, the insect industrial insect sector is rather young, though the world, you know, consumes insects for ages already, you know, for several thousand years. So we see as a new trend and as a new subject. Therefore, we lack of specialists, you know, for both from engineering part, how to rear those small animals with high density in a small space. So definitely this is cooperation with big companies, industrial giants and technology providers. The other is preparation of specialists. So where we're addressing, really talking to universities about the inclusion of the insect subject into the educational programs. And of course, the next thing is really informing societies and local communities about really what is what. Another thing also we're talking to addressing to regulatory aspects like veterinary bodies. We explain them, teach them, show them how we do locally with our own piloting and how those insects, or namely our mealworm, behaves and what are real aspects on that, and the risk mitigation and of course then in a food. Yeah, the main target is for us to start our full scale operation by mid 2024. So the first and most important milestone, we need to fuel this development. So we just recently started our Series A fundraising round, and the target is to close it by end of Q1 or beginning Q2 2023. Okay, then the next phase, of course, will be while delivering construction and technology in time and getting the onboarding the people that mainly are locally sourced, that definitely they will operate. And our next plan, so of course already we're building in that 2027, we invest another efforts and capital to double the capacity and to reach the full projected capacity by 2030. First, investors, they can reach us out via different manners, by our fundraising partners who are now involved, and via contacting us directly, me, our co-founders and our staff, and reaching us into exhibitions that we are now traveling around the world and will be participating in the end of this year. Then the next, we call it partners, our customers' future, definitely. Here we are reaching out, like I said, for exhibitions or directly, and try to create together the products that are included our insect-derived ingredients with beneficial features. Then definitely scientific partners, that we have local institutions, what we do locally with our nature science and breeding. Then we have University of Technology in Kaunas, that we cooperate in product creation, of course, in European other universities in this field. But of course, technology partners that beside our leading technology partners that we selected already, definitely we are open to really cooperate and to contribute to raise the communication. Definitely, societies, if they are eager, they can reach out, and we explain step by step what are risks, what are benefits. Of course, there are more benefits that are risk limited. Of course, we need. In our case, we need protect from outside other insect species to protect more from outside than from inside out. And of course, the regulatory legal basis definitely still needs to be done. Some policies adopted locally by local governments. This is very important, and we need support in this pathway. I would like to mention that insects as a source of protein has we call it like they are nutritious as animal based proteins like beef, and as sustainable as some of the plant based proteins like pea proteins.
I hope you enjoyed this episode made in partnership with DivX. If you did, there are hundreds more at foodmatterslive.com. Remember, if you enjoy the Food Matters Live podcast, you can subscribe via your preferred platform. And if you feel inclined, go on, leave us a review. Thank you so much for listening.